A desert highway, a remote town, a murder that won't stay hidden. This is the description of Cutter's End by Margaret Hickey, a new Australian novel, and she joins us to have a chat about it this morning. Margaret, how are you doing?
I'm great, thanks, Andrew. Really good.
Margaret, our rural regions in the Upper Hunter, are we rife with crime? Because there's a lot of stories that seem to be said about crime in our area.
Well, I'm from a regional town too. I'm from Beechworth in northeast Victoria, and I can assure you there hasn't been any murders, serial killings, big mob crime or anything up here either. But no, I think that's not the case, but I think crime in rural areas is so wonderful because it's like a melting pot. You can get a small town and you don't have to describe big cities. You can have really concentrate on a few characters, which are pivotal in country towns and country areas. So it just means that everything is more concentrated, I think, and that's why rural towns are so appealing.
Is it possible that rural towns and people in our rural towns are more interesting than those in the cities, perhaps?
Well, I'm a bit biased because I've always lived in rural towns, so I'm probably the wrong person to ask. But everything I've written and everything I write about is about rural people and rural towns. So I'd probably say yes, Andrew.
So, Margaret, I can tell you, so when it comes to the fiction books that come our way, I give them to our receptionist, Sue, because she's a voracious reader. And you'll be pleased to know that you got thumbs up. She loved your book. I'd just like you to tell us just a little bit about it for those that haven't heard about Cutter's End just yet.
Oh, well, thank you to Sue, first of all. So Cutter's End, it's set at the beginning in the late 80s, early 90s, when two young girls are hitchhiking up the Stuart Highway in central Australia, that highway that cuts the nation in two. And they get a lift with a guy. And then days later, a body is found on the side of the road. And who it is and what happened to it is the lens through which this whole novel is written. So it's a murder mystery, I suppose. That it's been described as a thriller, but I don't know, call it what you will, but it's the case centres around this reinvestigation of this body found on the side of the road.
So it is set in contemporary Australia, because a lot of times when people write stories about Australia, they always want to go back in time, but you're happy to be here. I mean, I know it goes back to the 1980s, but the investigation is happening now.
The investigation's happening now. So it's kind of that, you know that how there's that sort of taste for cold cases. It's got a bit of a cold case. So the crime happens in the late 80s, early 90s, which, was a time of crime, actually, in rural Australia.
Sadly, yes.
Regional Australia. And then the reinvestigation is happening now, current day, which did pose some problems, actually, when I was writing, because, you know, when I first started writing this, I didn't imagine that there'd be a pandemic in the thick of things. So
who could have? Margaret, did you have to go and look into other cold cases or murders or anything like that for perhaps inspiration or just research?
So, Andrew, what kind of inspired me about this whole thing was that when I was about 18, 19, 20, I used to do a lot of hitchhiking in the late 80s and early 90s.
Ooh.
And I'd hitchhike up and down the Stuart Highway with my cousin. We'd have a great time. We'd go to all the backpackers' places. We'd get jobs in Western Australian pubs. We'd hitchhike, all this sort of thing. And it was this real sense of freedom that was kind of beginning to slip away. And why it was beginning to slip away was because of Ivan Milat. So we would get picked up by people and they'd say, haven't you heard about what's happening on the East Coast? It felt like there was a freedom, but it was slipping away, and it certainly did after that. Australia lost quite a bit of innocence around backpacking and hitchhiking after those cases. Then, of course, when I wrote my first draft, I thought, this is going to be a bestseller, everyone's going to love this, and I got back the edits, and then, you know, my confidence was kind of quashed because I had to do so many structural edits and things, and then I had to do research about the nitty-gritty stuff like police work.
Did your mother not ever tell you not to hitchhike?
Yeah, she did, but she could. There wasn't much she could do. You know, I've got an 18-year-old now. There's not much you can do when they're adult. And at that age, I don't know, I was a bit more...
It couldn't happen to me. That's how we felt when we were 18, wasn't it? It couldn't possibly happen to me.
And that's what the book's about too. You're kind of a bit... You feel like you're invincible. And also, I was quite stupid now that I think about it. The things that I would do, the things that I would... You're just sort of trusting of everybody. And
well, the good news is I can tell you, as I mentioned before, Sue has given you the big thumbs up for Cutter's End. We would encourage you to go and read another great Australian novel from Margaret Hickey. Margaret, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat on 2&M.
Thanks so much, Andrew.